Florida is one of only a few states that doesn't automatically restore voting rights to felons who've completed their sentences. The fight goes back years now, and it's been waged in both court and in the court of public opinion. Now voters themselves have the chance to weigh in with Amendment 4, which would automatically restore rights to most felons. But there are some exceptions, and that's created a divide inside of the groups pushing hardest for the change. I'm Lynn Hatter. When Florida Governor Rick Scott took office 8 years ago, he and the rest of the cabinet stopped a policy that had streamlined the restoration process of voting rights to felons. In the years since, only about 3,000 of those people have had their rights restored. The rest, well...
I think all of us would rather help you, but this record is awfully difficult to say, did you change your life? Didn't look like it.
That's Scott in September after hearing the case of Jamel Jerome Filler, a school teacher and habitual traffic offender. Filler did not get his rights restored, and he's among an estimated 1.5 million Floridians in the same predicament. The state has been sued over its restoration policy, and earlier this year, a federal court determined the system was unconstitutional. Felons have to wait 5 years before they can apply to the state's clemency board, and that board decides whether to approve or reject their petitions. The board is made up of the governor, attorney general, agriculture commissioner, and chief financial officer. Amendment 4 on the upcoming ballot would take away most of the clemency board's power over that process. It would automatically restore rights to most of the people who have completed their sentences. Most, but not all.
If you look at the history of voting rights in this country, no one has ever sought to extend the franchise at the expense of someone else.
Paul Wright is the founder of Prison Legal News. He's also a felon, having served more than 20 years in prison for a murder conviction.
You know, Martin Luther King didn't say, you know, let's just allow black people to vote, or let's just have some black people vote, but not, say, dark-skinned black people. And more importantly, he didn't seek voting rights for black people at the expense of anyone else.
Wright argues excluding murderers and sex offenders pits felons against each other and perpetuates stereotypes.
What on earth does having been convicted of murder 31 years ago have to do with whether or not I can vote? I'm actually more concerned about government officials that are corrupt, that sell out their public office and betray the trust of the taxpayers that send them to that office. Maybe people that are convicted of voting fraud, but all those people under Amendment 4 get their voting rights back.
Still, the exclusion of people convicted of murder and sex offenses is a popular idea, and it's also championed by candidates running for statewide offices. Amendment 4 has been heavily supported by the American Civil Liberties Union and the group that led the citizen drive to get it onto the ballot, Floridians for a Fair Democracy. The campaign has raised and spent millions of dollars on the effort and still has a few million dollars in the bank ahead of Election Day. According to recent polls, Amendment 4 is also one of the few that voters are likely to approve next month. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.